The Desna I have received for newspaper cutting. This is from South Africa. What is the city's name?
Durban.
So, these two young Goswamis, they are preaching very successfully in South Africa. And another news I've got, where it is from Midwest of America. Another two Goswamis, they are having very successful meeting in Midwest America. They, in South Africa, their boys, what is the age of Rishi Kumar?
20.
Yes, his age is only 20 years. Rishi Kumar Goswami left, and Khudidas Brahmachari have come to South Africa to spread the word, Krishna message for SA, South Africa. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, the message of His Lordship is going on nicely all over the world, and you are also members of the society. Try to preach this message. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. And you'll get strength the more you preach, because in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, nacha tasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyakritam jayimam mad bhaktesu abhidhasati. Anyone who is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, the same thing. There is no difference. Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is Krishna's message. And Lord Chaitanya says, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So there is no difference. Krishna's upadesh is to everyone, that everyone should give up all nonsense type of occupation. Kamastasta hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Those who are attached to the worship of demigods, they have been condemned by Krishna. Hitajnana. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has commented on this word, hitajnana, nashta buddhaya, those who have lost their all intelligence. So our Krishna consciousness movement is preaching the same as Lord Krishna said and as Lord Chaitanya said. Lord Krishna said that you surrender. He asked everyone, not only Arjuna, through Arjuna, He spoke to everyone. Kauntiya pratijanihi name vrakta pranasyati. He was preaching His own word through Arjuna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is Krishna Himself, He is preaching the same message as devotee. So our business is to preach the same message through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So if we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to follow the six Goswamis. This is called parampara system. Ivang parampara praptam ivang rajasayo vidu. If we follow the parampara system, the same message, what Krishna said, that is also said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is also said by the Goswamis. Sri Rupa Goswami says, jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesha. Samavarada. Try to induce people to become Krishna conscious. This is Goswami's, Rupa Goswami's message. Where you are sitting, this is Rupa Goswami's place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna. So these boys, Rishi Kumar Goswami and others, Satswarup Goswami, Hidayananda Goswami, they're preaching the same message, Krishna message, in the paper. Krishna message in South Africa. Krishna message in South Africa. This is very encouraging that Krishna message is being spread as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Vardesh. This is very encouraging. So all of you, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted the matter to all Indians, especially. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hilo ja, janma sartha kuri karo paro poka. The best welfare activity is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So, it was entrusted to all Indians. Any Indian who has taken birth as human being, it is the duty of him to spread Krishna consciousness. But anyway, although there is only one Indian, you follow and spread this message extensively. After this Ujjabrata, you will also disperse and go different parts of the world and spread this Krishna consciousness message. The Krishna consciousness message is Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. There is no other Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full of six opulences. So Krishna is completely 100% full of all opulences. Even Narayan is 96%. And Lord Shiva is 84%. And Brahma is 78%. These are calculated by the Goswamis. So Krishna is 100% Bhagavan. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanyat. Nanyat, nobody. So, simply, you have to, just like our little girl Saraswati, she also preaches. She goes to some friend. She asks, do you know what is Krishna? If he says, no, I do not know very much. So he says, the Supreme Personality of God. That's all. This is preaching. It is not difficult. Simply, just like the child, you go, everyone, talk to everyone, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That's all. Everyone can do it. It is not very difficult. You believe it. You be convinced on the statement that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, governor. So there are governors, many governors in your country, but they are not supreme governor. Everyone is governor. You are also governor. or Ishvara controller, but not the supreme controller. Our message is that here in this material world, there are many controllers, many governors, many Isharas, but nobody is the supreme Ishara. Supreme Ishara means he has no controller over him. He has no controller over him. He is the supreme controller. Here everyone is controller, but he has got another controller over him. But even big demigods, just like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Vayu, Varun, they have also controller. Even Lord Brahma, he is also controlled. Only Krishna or Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, he is not controlled. He is the supreme controller. So Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. This is our message. Now, read. Why don't you keep open? No, there is no other copy. Gone.
Bhakti rasa can be understood by a serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Adoption of bhakti rasa or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life free from anxieties and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. Bhakti rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation, because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Yes, people generally think that liberation is the ultimate goal or the full achievement. But liberation is a very insignificant thing in the presence of devotional service. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koitava atra. Dharma artha kam moksha. Moksha means liberation. So, Bhagavad says that dharma artha kam moksha, they are thrown away from the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Siddhartha Swami confirms it, atra mokhavancha pojyantam nirastam. A devotee is above the point of liberation. The devotional service is called pancham purushartha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his opinion, prema pumartha mohan. Not dharma is pumartha. Our ultimate goal of life is neither dharma nor artha, religiosity, economic development, karma, sense gratification, and moksha, liberation. So people are very busy for economic development. They think that is the highest goal of life. To get money somehow or other. And then after getting money, to satisfy the senses. And when they are defeated in satisfying senses, defeated. Defeated means everyone is trying to satisfy his senses to the greatest extent. Unfortunately, Maya will not allow him to do so. Devi jisa gunamai mama maya duratya. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Parabhavastavad abodha jata. Parabhava. The karmis who are trying to satisfy their senses to the highest limit, they are being defeated. It cannot be. Nobody is satisfied with the senses to the greatest extent. In Europe and America, this can be very practically experienced. Many, many old men, very rich men, 75 years old, 70 years old, they are still going to the club for satisfying senses. That means the sense satisfaction business cannot be completely done even up to the point of death. There are many stories we have got practical experience that Akbar Shah inquired from one of his very confidential minister that how long a man is sexually inclined. So the minister replied, up to the point of death. He replied, Akbar did not believe it. But the minister sometimes took him to a man who was just going to die, and the minister requested Akbar Shah to get with him his young daughter. So when the Akbar Shah and his daughter was entering, the man on the deathbed, he was looking to the young girl, not to the Akbar. So he pointed out, just see, and he was convinced, yes. So the sex life is so strong that you cannot be satisfied if you remain in material existence. Then this sex desire will never be satisfied. But it can be satisfied only when you come to Krishna consciousness. This Jamunacharya has said, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinda navanavadhamarantumasi tadavadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishti varancha. Sri Jamunacharya says, since I have been engaged in serving the lotus feet of Krishna, from that time I do not anymore have any desire for sex life. Even if I do remember of sex life, I want to spite on it. So this is the result. Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Madan Cupid, he agitates everyone for sex life. But if we actually be attached to see the beauty of Krishna, then we shall never be enamored by the arrows of Cupid. Parang dishtani vartate. So, what is the subject matter?
Thus minimizing the value of liberation.
This is the position of the materialistic person. Therefore, sometimes they take to the path of rejection, giving up. Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya. They come by knowledge, by advancement of knowledge, but sometimes that also becomes failure. Even liberation, I have several times explained that many persons on the platform of liberation also falls down. Arujya krichena parang padang tataha patanti adha anadita jusmat anghaya. one who does not take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, even he is raised to the platform of liberation, there is chance of fall down. Arujya Krishna Parampadam. Parampadam means liberation. Not material platform, but Parampadam, spiritual platform. A spiritual platform means liberation. So, unless one is attached to Arujya Krishna Parampadam Tata Patanti Adha, why they fall down? Anadrita Jusmat Angraya. One who neglects to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, even he is on the liberation platform, mukti, there is chance of falling down. And there are many examples. One.
Bhakti rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Yes. As soon as you are engaged in the service, loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately you feel liberation. This is practical. When you are fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, even if you walk on the street, you'll feel that I am separate from these persons. I am walking on a different path. This is the feeling. Bhakti parasanubhava. This is bhakti. Parasanubhava. You will experience yourself. That is the test. If you experience yourself that I am different from these persons, then where is the attachment for material things? So that is the test, how much you have become advanced in devotional service. You can experience yourself. The example is given, just like a hungry man, if he is given food, if he eats, then he experiences himself that he is getting strength, his hunger is being satisfied. These things will be experienced. He hasn't got to take certificate from others whether I am advancing in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He'll feel himself. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatrasya. This is the test. Just like Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they were ministers. How they gave up their lucrative service, engagement. Tattva turnam masesa mandalapati saning sadat tuchava. They gave up their minister, high post, association of aristocratic families. Mandalapati sreni. They were themselves not only mandalapati, great leaders, but they were associated with great leaders. But they gave up everything. Why? Parang drishtya nivartate. They found something better in Krishna consciousness, therefore they are able to give up, just like you are. You are European American boys, you are accustomed to better, comfortable life, I know, but you have given up your better, comfortable life and you have learned or you are satisfied lying down on the floor without any bedding, how you are being practiced to eat? Because you are trying to find out a better engagement. Parang dishtani vartate. Sometimes in your country they are surprised. how we are living without furniture. Because without furniture living is impossible. Sometimes in the beginning, when I was accommodated in some apartment, the landlord used to inquire, "Oh, where is your furniture?" So they do not know, they don't require furniture. We can lie down anywhere. It doesn't matter whether in a nice apartment or on the underneath the tree. That doesn't matter. So how these things happen? Unless one becomes little advanced, one has got little taste in devotional service, they cannot give up this material comforts. The Goswamis are the best example. They were coming from very, very aristocratic family. They did not join the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement out of poverty stricken. No. All of them, six Goswamis, just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were very, very big men, ministers, very rich men. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the only son of his father and uncle. And at that time, his father and uncle had 12 lakhs of rupees income. So you cannot imagine what is the exchange of 12 lakhs of rupees 500 years ago. So, very rich man. Similarly, Gopal Bhattan, Sri Jiva Goswami, he was the jewel of all learned philosophers. That is acknowledged even by the greatest philosophers of the world. So, these six Goswamis, they were not ordinary men. But still, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, they left everything. Taktva tu namasi samandalapatin sada sucha bhutva dina ganesha kaukaranaya kaupina kanthasito. So, Krishna bhakti, devotional service of Krishna is so exalted that a devotee can kick out even mukti. They do not want, a devotee doesn't want. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadish kamay mama janmani janmani shari bhavata bhakti rahuituki. So devotional service, this line of activities should not be taken for some material gain. That is not bhakti. Bhakti must be pure, 100% pure, free from all material desires, free from the resultant action of jnana and karma. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma anabhritam. In other words, if you are actually a devotee, you will have no more interest with this material desires. Material desires means dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They are all material desires. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Of course, it is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asant. Krishna bhakta niskam atayam sam. That is the taste of Krishna bhakta. He has no desire. He does not want to exchange anything by serving Krishna. That is not pure devotion. You can exchange. You can get the result. Therefore, Shastra has recommended, Bhagavata has recommended, akama sarva kama ba moksha kama udarodhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajita paramam purusha. Akama. Akama means these devotees who have no desire. Annavilasita sunnam, that is called akama. And others are kama, not akama. Others who bhukti mukti siddhikam. Those who are desiring for material gain, bhukti, and those who are desiring after mukti, liberation. They are also kami. And those who are desiring after siddhis, yoga siddhi, anima laghima siddhi. So all of them are kamis. They are not akama. Therefore Bhagavad says, akama sarva kama va moksha kama. Sarva kama means karmis. The karmis have no end of their desires. Bring money, bring money, bring money, bring money. You have seen, you have got good experience in your country. Millionaires, multi-millionaires, still working hard. Where is money? Where is Diva charte haya rajan kutumba bharanenba. These materialistic persons, they are engaged at night either by sleeping or by sex indulgence. Nidraya hyati naktam babayena cha babaya. They are wasting their time, valuable time of this life, either by sleeping or by sex at night. This is their night's business. And what is day's business? Diva charte haya raja. In the daytime, simply walking or running by cars. You have seen in your country, there are flyways and always cars, hundreds and thousands of cars. Sometimes I think that so many cars are going this way and so many cars are going this way, why they not settle up their business by telephone? I do here, your business I do here. But that is not possible. Because it is karmi, all of them running this way, and there is accident. Yes. So many thousands, how many thousands they die every year? There is statistic, yes. So this world, material world is like that. The diva charte haya rajan kutumba bharanenava. And as soon as they get money, they want to purchase. The wife says, I want so many dollars for my this purpose. All right, take it. The children says, therefore in the Bhagavad, they are called sajanakha dosu. Dosu means burglars. So the wife and children, they are legitimate burglars. Yes. If somebody takes your money from the pocket, he becomes pickpocket, criminal. But if your wife takes it away, he very become pleased. How my wife is nice. So they are called sajanakha dosu. It is taken as love. How much my wife loves that he is taking all my money from pocket. So, diva charte haya rajan kutumba bharanenava. This is the occupational duties of the materialistic person. But a Krishna conscious person is not like that. They say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the ideal Krishna conscious personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna, seek Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Bandi Mahapuru, what is that? So, Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namne. He is Krishna. Simply, he has taken the name Krishna Chaitanya. Otherwise, how one could give Krishna Prema? Krishna Prem can be given by Krishna, nobody else. So, Namo Mahavadana, this is the first verse, sloka, uttered by Srila Rupa Goswami when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, modern Allahabad. Prayag is also named there. So, he offered his prayer like this, Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya. He understood that here is the incarnation of God who is the most munificent. Most munificent, other incarnation of God. Even Krishna could not give Krishna prema. He simply ordered that you surrender unto me. Not that you take Krishna, love of Krishna. No, he did not give. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna came again, that I did not give my love. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita charing chirat karunayavati nakalo. Anarpita charing chirat. In other incarnation, the Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, they did not give. Of course, those who are devotees, they automatically. But their purpose was different. Paritrana sadhuna vinashaya duskita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, incarnation of Godhead Krishna, he specially came to distribute Krishna prema. That is the special significance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurattisi Namo. So, we shall always, you have taken the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will bless you if you sincerely stick to his principle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, by his grace, he will be able to preach his message as these boys, they have been given sannyas and very, minor age, and still they are doing very nice. You are all of you, you are very minor age, but take this Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also himself took sannyas at the age of 24 years. It is not that one has to accept sannyas in ripe old age like me, 70 years or 75 years. Not that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set up the example that for Krishna's service, one can take sannyas at any time. So he did it by his personal example. Takva turnam. There is a verse. Just now I forget that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up his opulent family life. When he took sannyas, at that time his wife was only 16 years old, and he had his affectionate mother, Sachi Devi, very old. Nobody was to take care of him, her. But still he took sannyas giving mercy to the poor human society in this age. Therefore he is called Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurattisi Namo Namo. So you follow the instruction of the Goswamis, follow the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and your life will be glorified. Thank you very much.